BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily, includes Bumble Hour Wednesday. Listener Tom lets us know about something very exciting he's doing next week. And another listener, Alex, tells us what he thinks is the best thing of 2016. And did Sam Smith really headline a festival called Poofest? Find out with Alice Levine on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
This week we've been saying that so many people are saying, oh, this is the best thing ever of 2016, that we can only be allowed to say it once, in a golden buzzer kind of way on Britain's Got Talent, where if you think something that you've seen or heard is the best thing of the year, that's your only chance to say it. Just to avoid people saying it again and again and again. Oh, this is the best thing. This is the best thing. You only get one shot at it. You only get one chance to kind of cash in your chips.
I think you're right. And it just makes it more sincere that way.
Yeah.
Because I, for one, I mean, I'm sick of seeing this on my phone, clicking on it, it not being all that great. It's because people are happy to say it's the best thing of 2016, even though it might just be kind of good.
Yeah. We've been talking about it a lot this week, because you did it, didn't you, earlier in the week? You're like, oh, this is the best thing of 2016.
It was the guy from Come Dine With Me, the angry loser.
Are you still sticking with that? Because you've only got one chance all year.
Yeah, but I did say that, and I've been guilty of this in the past, but from now on, I'm going to only play my card once this year.
Yeah, we need to get some kind of buzzer for this, which you can press when you genuinely think it is the best thing of the year. So I saw Dermot O'Leary tweet today. This is the greatest eyewitness of the year. Oh, hang on, he says this might be the greatest eyewitness of the year. So I don't know whether is he pressing his buzzer here now?
Is he saying
this is the best thing?
It sounds to me, if he had the option of the buzzer, if he knew that existed, that he'd be going right now.
This is good, though. I've watched it a few times. So you know when there's a news story and they always interview eyewitnesses at the scene. Now, this lady is at the scene of a fire in her neighbourhood. Luckily, nobody was hurt or injured, but she's just giving her account of what happened at the scene of the fire.
My friend came to the door. She said, well, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong is popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
Now, she is amazing.
It's incredible. I just want her to tell me any story.
Yeah. Can we get her on the show all the time?
She's epic.
I mean, she is great. But Derma, if you are listening, are you pressing your buzzer? I need to find a buzzer.
It sounds to me, hang if on, he had the option to, he would. Have you got a buzzer there that he could...
No, we need something better than that.
That's weirdly camp.
That's the best thing of 2016 buzzer until I find a better one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, that's annoyed Lee from Liverpool. He says, can you change that buzzer, please, for best thing of 2016? Because it's the exact same noise that the alarm on my van makes. And it really, really scared me then. What this?
Yeah.
Right, that's called Sound Effects Space Invaders on my screen. So why is your van making Space Invaders noises? That's my question to you.
Also, if you only get one chance to press this buzzer, it seems ever so slightly disappointing if that's the noise that comes from it.
All right, well, I'm going to get another one. It's just this is a temporary one for now until we get another one.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Really enjoyed having Will Poulter and Donal Gleeson on the show yesterday. They're in that new film, The Revenant, which opens on Friday. And I do really recommend it.
I still need to see it myself.
Yeah, you need to see it. It's out on Friday, yeah. So you'll be able to see it from there. As I said, I'm not a fan of wintry films with people in beards, apart from this one. And they talked about all sorts of stuff, including Donal, who's in Star Wars. They talked about borrowing things from set after they finished filming and how to throw up convincingly when on screen. It's all in the day of the life of an actor. Those two are on the Scott Mills Daily podcast, that interview from yesterday's show. Okay, somebody else has now been on saying they've got the best thing of 2016. They say it's a video. We'll chat to them in a bit. Thing is, we are going to entertain these, but you do need to realise that you can only press the buzzer once, and that's the only thing you can say is the best of 2016. You get one chance.
There's an element of trust now, isn't there?
Yeah, there totally is. Okay, but we'll chat to them and see what it is. They think it's better than the one suggested by Dermot O'Leary earlier, the video of the amazing eyewitness, this lady.
My friend came to the door. She said, well, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong, it's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire. Not today.
She's amazing. Someone says they've got something better than that. Okay, we'll speak to you after half one. Is this not the noise when you get an extra prize on Family Fortunes?
Yeah, it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Southampton v Watford tonight.
Big game.
We can't go, though, can we?
We can't, no, annoyingly. But I think that would have been amazing. We still got to go to a football match together. You promised me that would happen.
We definitely will, but we'll go when it's not dry January. And we'll stay over and we'll have the time of our lives.
There was also a massive debate as to whether you should be sitting with the Watford fans or I should be sitting with the Southampton fans. That was a problem.
Well, that's part of the reason why I can't make it tonight, because I don't want to be put in that very difficult position. Obviously, you're a massive fan of Watford. I'm from Southampton.
I just don't see your problem with the Watford fans.
I have no problem with the Watford fans, but what about if I'm turning up and the match is in Southampton and I'm sat with you Watford lot? It's not a good look.
You just normally, you're the kind of guy that sits on the fence with these things, and it's just weird to see you bashing the Watford fans.
I'm not bashing them, I'll get booed. Are you confident about tonight?
Yes, I am.
Don't know why. You haven't you haven't scored in your last three meetings with us.
Are we having football chat?
You haven't beaten us since 2008.
What? How do you know that?
I just know. Obviously, morale's a bit low after the defeat against Crystal Palace in the FA Cup, but, you know, I reckon the boys can bounce back tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've been talking over the last few days about people saying it's the best thing of 2016, even though it's only January, and that you should only be allowed to say this once. Someone is texting in the show now with an extremely bold claim, and I'm going to speak to them. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Have you seen this video yet?
The video that you sent me?
Yeah.
I have.
So you're claiming this is the best video of 2016?
Yeah, by far.
But you've got the rest of the year to go.
Well, I know that, but I kind of like to... If I say it's best thing now, I can make a top three at end of year.
I see what you mean. Also, it's quite clever, really, because less people are willing to play the card right now, so you're likely to then end up on national radio sharing what you think is the best thing. Because, as we've all said, we'll believe you if you say it's the best thing, as long as you only play that card once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get that. It's like the gold buzzer moment kind of thing.
It is. It's like the golden buzzer on Britain's Got Talent. You only get one chance to press it. And I'm just worried that you're doing it too early if you're saying it's the best thing of the whole year.
Yeah, well, if it's like X Factor, you can bring something back in, can't you? So.
I think like you're skirting around the rules here. I mean, we don't. We can end this conversation now if you'd rather.
No.
Okay, you're sticking with it then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the video then? Tell everyone.
It's this bloke parked at traffic lights, and then there's this other car pulls up at the side of it with a ginger lad in the passenger side, and he just turns to the car and just starts singing a Natasha Bedingfield song at him.
Oh. Is this the new Ronnie Pickering?
I think it might well be. There's been that many compilations now.
But just remember, you want to press your buzzer now, do you?
Yeah, definitely, even though it's only January.
You can't say anything else is the best thing of 2016. We were talking about this on the show this week. You get one chance to cash in your chips.
Yeah. I'll cash them in. I don't think I will beat this.
Scott, you got the video there, right? So I can put that up on my screen. Okay. Hang on. Fine.
Let us know, have you seen this video yet? So it's a guy pulling up to another car and he starts singing Natasha Bedingfield. And there he goes. Off he goes. Like, listen how much joy it's bringing you.
Love it, don't you?
Yeah, I can't cope. It's just so funny.
How many times have you watched it?
I can't remember, loads and loads.
Give another blast, Mills.
Listen to him. It cracks him up.
It's that part there as well.
Oh.
Okay. The video's quite funny.
Yeah.
When you see the video and he drives off just as he's going, reaching for something in.
It's quite funny.
But you love it.
Yeah, it just every time I scroll down the news feed and see it, it just makes me smile.
What are you typing in on YouTube for this one, for anybody who wants to see?
I haven't seen it on YouTube, I've only seen it on Facebook.
I imagine you just put in guys singing traffic lights.
Yeah.
And you'll find it. Yeah, that works.
Yeah. That seems to work, yeah.
Yeah. Wait till you see the end scene of the latest Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
It fits perfectly in with that, you know, when the cars split off at the end and it fits in perfect with that.
I know what you mean. That's good.
They've got his face on Paul Walker's head. Where...
He loves it. It's just your passion for it.
Okay. I think we need to press your best thing of 2016 buzzer. Let's go. This is the best thing ever buzzer.
Is this what we're using? This is full on.
Yeah.
I like it though.
Right, you can't use that again.
Oh, yeah, I'm not bothered. I'm happy with my decision.
You really are happy with it. Good to speak to you, Alex.
Yeah, you too.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Charlotte's been on saying that she wants to press her buzzer as well. Big Brother from last night was the best thing of 2016. What was that? I mean, I don't often talk about Big Brother and I don't often see it that much, but last night, did you see it?
It was just one of those episodes, wasn't it?
Oh,
I didn't actually
gosh.
See it live, and then I saw so many people talking about it that I felt the need to have to catch up on it.
Well, I even texted you going,
yeah.
Are you watching this?
It's just, it was like a roller coaster of different things.
It was like if someone had done a parody comedy sketch of Big Brother.
Yeah.
But it's just unbelievable.
It's like another world.
I just can't get my head around it.
But it's one of those standout episodes, you know, kind of rightly or wrongly.
Yeah.
It's what it is, isn't it? It was just one of those Big Brother episodes that I think is really going to stick.
Darren Day going to check that David Guest is okay in bed.
Man.
Just weird. Anyway, okay, Charlotte, if you want to press your buzzer, that's it. That's your one chance, that's it. Okay, so we will bumbleo a bit later. Is this a bit who now? Isn't it like 2016? Come on. Should do something different.
Whoa, what are you saying here? You're thinking of binning it off?
Well, we did it on breakfast last week, and I don't know, just felt a bit weird. Do we want to continue with Bumbleo Wednesday?
Because that was
New Year,
we were
new
on breakfast,
me.
And it was weird Christmas holiday time, and that gap between Christmas and New Year's, you know, where it all goes a little bit strange.
I just don't think that it didn't feel that many people cared last week, but that's probably because it was, you know, like first week back and all that, and I don't know, it just felt a bit meh to me.
My concern is if you don't really feel like you're up for it, then it's not going to be right. There's no point in us doing it.
No, I'm keen if people still want it.
Oh, so you're completely feed off what people say?
Well, yeah, you've got to give the people what they want, you know? It's public service broadcasting. So
So is this like renewing it for another year? Is that what we're saying? I mean, that's quite...
Do we toss Bumbleo Wednesday or do we keep it on? I don't know.
I mean, I'm leaning towards I'd quite like to keep on doing it, but if you're saying it will be tossed, we'll toss it.
I just don't see, like, where it can go, how it can improve. Do you know what I mean?
I think it does need an injection of someone super famous doing it again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There was a time where we had Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remembered his name there.
Yeah, I tell you, you know why? Because I stupidly in my head think he's called Andrew Stone. Who was old, annoying dancer.
He was the one off of Pineapple Dance.
Pineapple Dance. So you don't want to get that wrong.
Andrew Stone, do you remember him?
Yes, and he had nothing to do with Bumbleo.
No.
I'm not saying he should be involved, but I'm saying Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield, Liam Payne.
Yeah.
Do you remember he was on holiday once, actually,
and
saying
he did
that
a Bumbleo.
He was bumbling a lot. It sort of feels to me it needs a bit of that as well.
A bit of an A-list injection. It feels like maybe it's, I don't know, just a little bit tired. It's gone a little bit kind of lame.
Well, look, fine. Mm. So this production meeting has happened now.
Mm. Once again, another production meeting on air there. But I'd be keen to know your thoughts, please, on 8199. But Andrew Stone turned up outside Radio 1 once and tweeted us going, "Hello, I'm here to sing for you." Well, why are you here?
No tar.
No, I'm all right, thanks. The Scott Mills Daily. You see, I was right to be concerned. This text reads, "Bumbleo is rubbish. Get rid."
Well, where are you seeing that? I think I've counted two. I know why. You've singled this out because I've seen like two negative ones about Bumbleo Wednesday. That's to be expected. Can't please everyone, right? But like 100 above that saying, don't you dare. Look, I can go through them. Bidding off Bumbleo Wednesday, might as well scrap Wednesdays as a whole. That's from Joe. Definitely keep Jumbleo Wednesday. It's not what it's called, but Jumbleo. Richard Bolton, we know what you mean. Scott, please don't sack off Bumbleo. It's my only exercise for the week. That's my bone reading. Richard says you might as well ditch the Queen's speech if you're in Bumbleo.
Yeah.
Stuart the Tyler wants to keep it. If you bin off Bumbleo, I'll bin off the show Mills.
Oh, okay.
Says Hedges. Mike cutting hedges in Leicestershire.
Abby says, shut your mouth with your stupid talk, axing Bumbleo Wednesday.
I mean, there's a demand for it.
Okay. I just wanted to check that people still liked it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
People are actually asking for songs now as requests. I mean bits from the show that we can play in the gap between the pre-bit of Bumbleo and the actual full Bumbleo. That's what I'm asking
for. It's always a hard one to explain that.
It is.
It's as Bumbleo's been done week and week, it's sort of developed. So all these little new gimmicks arrive, which was Scott would play a little bit of it and then pause it for ages. So there was this, at first it was only a small gap, then it turned into a massive gap. Then we decided to fill that gap with noises, and now this is a kind of thing in its own right.
It's just a chance to hear some good bits of the show. So anything you've got, 81199, let me know, or you can tweet. You singing in the shower from last week seems to be getting a lot of requests at the moment.
Right.
My armpit, yeah. That's not been on for a while. The Scott Mills Daily. It's really weird the things people remember from this show. Alfie in Doncaster. Can we have Chris telling us that fish eventually will have hands? In the gap, please. Can I have pour it all over my kumquats? That's really old.
Yeah.
From Jack in Norwich. And you know what? Go and open the window, Gary, is still the most popular one that people ask for.
The farty one.
Yeah, go and open the window, Gary, that one. I'm also, because it was so ledge, thinking of putting a bit of Gemma Collins from last night's Celebrity Big Brother in the gap. Collins, of course, has been in the gap before with You Ain't Ever Gonna Get This Candy. But there was a conversation last night about how Tiffany should make some tea. And how it would be like giving the housemates a grand.
Oh, yes, I know the bit you mean. Yeah, we should definitely try to get that in the gap.
Weird chat.
One, BBC Radio 1.
Babes, go and make them tea. They'll really appreciate it. It'll be like giving them £1,000. What are you on about?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny in Blackpool is listening and having a little dance and ready for Bumbleo at the top of Blackpool Tower, where he is currently repairing the lights. A little bit windy up there, is it? I nearly had to abseil off that. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oof.
So he's stuck with it, has he?
What do you mean? It was health and safety. I wasn't allowed to do it.
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot.
Went up the orbit instead.
You did.
Abseiled off that with jelly legs, remember?
Mm.
Seems like a long time ago now. Anyway, hi, Danny, at the top of Blackpool Tower.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was saying earlier that maybe Bumbleo Wednesday, it's just over. Maybe it just doesn't have legs anymore. People disagreed. And then I got loads of people going, oh, you're just being needy and wanting compliments to boost your ego. I'm not. I just don't want things to outstay their welcome. I want things to still be fresh, you know? And I don't want it to be on too long and people would be like, oh, God, not this again. You know, you've got to leave them wanting more. But people seem to still think that playing Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings to let everyone know that we're halfway through the working week still seems to be a thing that they want to hear in 2016.
I think that's what people like. It's not so much even the Gypsy Kings. It's the reason to celebrate that we're sort of downhill to the weekend.
It's routine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Wiggle, 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 yeah! 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 Wiggle, 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 yeah!
My friend came to the door, she said, well, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast, and she said, hey, something wrong, it's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs, she come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire. Not today.
The thing is, I respond much better to positive feedback.
So, Jane, take your money and get off my property.
Babe, tea and coffee is everything.
It is?
It means a lot to people.
It does?
Yeah, it's like a hearty gesture. Can I make you a tea? It's like saying, can I give you a grand?
Okay.
I didn't realise how good that was. We got to keep that.
That's going in mine. I'm keeping that.
It's a hearty gesture.
Giving a grand.
Chris in Rotherham says, Bumbleo for life. Don't sack Bumbleo off, Mills, you salad, says Dan and Wayne and James, having a lovely time in pool. That's in Dorset. Tom in Hull, delivering parcels, smashing it. He's nearly done for the day. Josh in Basildon says, scrap the gap. Controversial.
Don't want to be a gap scrapper, do you?
Come on. Stephen and Newbury's on board. Great gap, says Mark from Penzance. Richard is bumbleoing like he just doesn't care with no one watching in a boggy field.
Bumbleo!
Yeah! Yeah! All over you. All over you. All over you. This one's for the ravers. Come on, you're slow today. Come on. Hello. Dominic in Liverpool. James in his van. Josh in Sheerness, bumbleoing away in his work van and getting weird looks from people walking past. They're missing out. And again.
Bumbleo! Bumbleo!
Bumbleoing like a fat child in a pushchair. That's Stephen in Newbury. James in Peterborough. Bumbleoing like crazy because the person he works with, Harry, does not enjoy it.
Clappy bit.
Clappy bit already.
40
of Luke Jenkins from Mountain Ash. James and Kurt. Will in Banbury. Luke in Huntington says, yes, this is the first time I think that the weekend is not far away. Cameron in Glasgow, in the maths building at Glasgow University. Adam living the dream and bumbleoing in Durham.
Babe, tea and coffee is everything.
It is?
It means a lot to people.
It does?
Yeah, it's like a hearty gesture. Can I make you a tea? It's like saying, can I give you a grand?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to Beth. This is a sweet tweet. She says, I can't actually imagine revising without Radio 1 and Scott Mills to keep me going. Oh, thanks. Beth is revising again this afternoon. And hello, Chloe, who just got on the bus and wants to listen to our show like she does on the bus every day. But when she put her headphones onto Radio 1, an old man at the front of the bus growled at her like, brr. So she's a bit scared to put it on. Did I tell you about the my old lady experience over Christmas in the shop that rhymes with Wesco?
No, what happened?
Right, so there's an old lady in there in one of the aisles and she was having quite a sweet kind of old lady conversation with one of the shop assistants. And I overheard it and I kind of smiled. I was like, oh, that's cute. She was really sweet. And then she turns around, she's like, what are you laughing at? And then just starts getting all up in my face and actually touched my face with her hands. And then she was like, what's your name? And I went, Scott. And she went, oh, not another Scott. And then walked off after, like, properly manhandling my face. I haven't told you that, have I?
Why don't she pie you off, then?
No, get off my face. And what do you mean, not another Scott?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh. The 90s are on. Are we running out of music or... Maybe DJ Fresh has never heard anything from the 90s and thinks that's a brand new sound.
Test transmissions.
Good though, isn't it?
People are saying that there's a lot of 90s music that's coming back, right? That's a little bit of a mash it up, mash it up.
Woo! I like that. Woo!
So 90s.
Do you want some bangers with that mash up, Mills?
It is good. Oh, no, it's good. Do you want some bangers with that mash? Wrong. DJ Fresh, High Contrast, Dizzy Rascal, track of the day. Stands out on the radio. That's How Love Begins. Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Tom.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Are you?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Well, I'm doing something exciting next Wednesday at the O2.
All right. Are you performing?
No. I wish I was, but no. Because it's the NTAs next Wednesday, I've been given the opportunity to be a seat filler.
Whoa! We've been talking about this quite a bit.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I've got to tell Scott because I know he'll be excited. So here I am.
Here you are. Do you remember we were talking to Jennifer Lawrence about this?
We recently found out that when guests at an award ceremony go to the toilet, the award organisers, they get someone to sit in your seat.
Seat fillers, yeah.
To make the venue look full of people.
Yes, yes.
So you're watching it on TV,
yeah.
And you're not like, well, where's Jennifer Lawrence gone?
Yeah, yeah.
How does that work? Do you have to kind of put your hand up and ask for permission to go to the bathroom? Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What,
they have like little handlers, little wild animal handlers that run around with headsets on. And if you have to go to the bathroom, it's like, it's an ordeal, which is always a problem for me because I'm not drinking tons of wine. So, you have to motion, say that you're getting up, then a seat filler comes. But then you always, like, if anybody ever caught it on camera, you'd look like such an ass. Yeah. It looks like you just come back and straight up kick someone out of their seat. Yeah.
And you've had another bottle of wine by then. You need to go again.
Yeah, exactly. Can this person actually walk me to the toilet instead of sitting in my seat?
And that's what you're going to be doing, Tom.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got the confirmation yesterday from the production team, and I was okay.
So do you know what you're going to have to do? Do you have to dress any way, or...?
I've got to dress like I am going to the awards.
Okay.
So I've got to dress up smart.
Right, black
and
tie.
And then I've got to... Yeah.
This is so cool. And then I guess what you do is you get there and you just stand on the side waiting for someone to go to the loo and just hoping it's someone on the front row.
Pretty much.
But then do they chuck you out again when they come back? I think they do, don't they?
Yeah, so in bold on the paperwork, it says you must leave the seat when they come back.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Sorry, Cheryl Fernandez, Fassini, whatever your name is today. I'm actually quite comfy in this in this seat now.
Shotgun.
So you won't be having this back.
I'm quite comfy here. I've got my feet up.
I guess it is one of the only events where the shotgun rules do not apply.
I wonder what would happen if you did refuse to get out of the seat.
I'll get chucked out, it says that as well.
Oh, does it? Okay.
You'll be removed. Yeah. So either way, you'll vacate the seat. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Does it say anything in the letter about nibbling the food?
It doesn't, actually. It just says, if I take a photo or ask for an autograph, I'll get chucked out. And in bold letters, it says, I need to leave the seat. That's all it says. It doesn't say I can like help myself to the buffet if there is one, or the drinks. It doesn't say anything like that, so I guess I could if there is that.
See, there was a terrible incident a couple of years ago at the Brits, Tom, where I accidentally nibbled a bit of Bruno Mars's fish cake. But it was a mistake because, he'd just gone off to perform, I think he was performing. So his dinner arrived and I was like, well, let's get stuck in. But then realised, obviously he came back to his seat eventually and... I had a little bit of the fish cake, just a little bit, just one mouthful maybe.
Did you do it just because it was Bruno Mars's, or did you do it because you were hungry?
Because hungry. I didn't actually know that was his seat, and then it was like the awkward thing of like, oh, okay, he's heading towards here, this table. Oh no, okay, he's definitely heading towards this seat. And I just didn't mention it, but I didn't get chucked out.
No. What does it say about conversation?
It don't mention anything, so I guess I could, if I'm sat next to, like, say, whoever's going to be there, I've got to say, hey, right? I'd like to say, I'm in deck. Hey, all right, what are you doing?
Yeah, but even just sitting next to someone famous and starting up a conversation as if that seat belongs to you, I think that's the attitude you need to have, because if someone goes to the toilet, that's your seat, you know? You've earned that place at the table.
Yep, so I'm going to be like, hey, everybody got drinks? Yeah, good.
Maybe open with a joke.
No, I don't want him to get into trouble. Stop encouraging
What joke could I put? A really bad joke or a really good joke?
You could use my favourite joke from the Christmas period if you want.
Go on then, what was that?
What is it?
The one about the Christmas tree.
Go on then.
Do you know this one?
Oh yes, I do. I do know this
it's
one.
It's a good one, isn't it? It's a good opener for like a party.
Yes, it is good, yes.
So I went to get my Christmas tree before Christmas. And the lady in the shop was like, are you going to put it up yourself? And I'm like, no, I'm going to put it in my lounge.
Oh dear. I'm gonna take that one for just general use.
It's a good joke around Christmas time. The problem is, you know, we're well away from that now.
I told that one hundreds of times over the Christmas period.
I can't remember who you robbed it from as well.
I may have seen it on Twitter. It's good though.
You could tailor it though, Mills, couldn't you? Actually, because you could say, you know, where are you putting that NTA award? Are you putting it up yourself?
No, that doesn't work.
No, it's not the same.
It doesn't work. The tree works.
Yeah, because you don't put up an award. Do you?
You don't put up an award. You put up a tree. Yeah. So that
doesn't work.
Please don't start with that, Tom.
No, I won't, because I think I will get chucked out on that.
Yeah, you'll definitely get chucked out. Listen, Tom, you've got to let us know what it's like afterwards.
Yeah, I will do. I'll get in touch.
We'll definitely have some ideas for you before then, so can we definitely speak to you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Tom, I don't want you to muck this job up, though, yeah? It's an important one.
No, I won't. I'll try and stay calm.
Yeah.
I'll vacate seats. I will not mess it up. I will do it till the end.
Please try your best. Don't blunder.
I will do.
And don't be nervous of celebrities. They're just people.
I'm sure I won't be, but I'll try and stay calm.
Okay. Thanks, Tom, for getting in touch.
It's okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nice to see you sober. Alice Levine.
Oh, look what the cat dragged in.
You're right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm very good. Not seen you since the Christmases.
Yes, yeah, seriously. How was all of that?
All good. We were here, weren't we, Chris?
Yeah, yeah.
Keeping the place afloat?
Yeah.
Did you have to unlock, like, Radio 1 HQ? Did you lock it all up for Grimbo?
Pretty much. And on New Year's Day, I came in to do the live chart show. And it was like someone had actually closed down the radio station, had to wave to get the lights on.
24/7, yeah. Apart from that day.
But yeah, all good, really. Shall we play the first Real or No Real together of 2016?
Oh, let's!
Writings on the Wall singer Sam Smith once headlined a festival called Poofest.
Poofest?
Mm. You two are so juvenile.
I didn't make up the question.
Look at that big grin on your face. Well,
you got a smile at Poofest.
Why would you call your festival Poofest?
Maybe poo means something else in another language, like new music.
What are you doing this weekend? I'm headlining Poofest, actually.
Who do you reckon headlines it? Miguel Poohole?
No, it was Sam Smith.
Oh, yeah. Poofest.
I
can't even work out the town that would be named after. Do you know what I mean? Because it would be Fest is obviously festival. Poo.
But you'd be really upset if you didn't headline it. Can you imagine being further down the roster on that? Awful. Being like low on the lineup.
Poofest. I mean, it's mad, isn't it?
Being on the other stage at Poofest.
But it is so what you see with these festivals. It's like Carfest is about cars. There'll be other fests, but directly related to the subject in the title. So here's what I'm saying is...
There's a truck fest, isn't there?
If there is even a Poofest, for those that are interested... Why is Sam Smith headlining it?
Well, everyone's got to start somewhere.
I don't think this is recently. I imagine it's before he hit the big time, you know?
Poofest.
All right.
Could it stand for something? Could it be P.O.O?
Sure, it's not pronounced Poofest.
No, it's definitely Poofest, Chris.
What do you reckon it is, Alice? What? Oof. You say it would have been when Sam Smith was a lesser celebrity, but he's still headlining, so it would suggest that he's a big deal, even in smaller circles.
I mean, I don't know, but to me it sounds like a local festival for local people. What do you think? Real or no real? Did Sam Smith headline Poofest?
Well, what town would Poo be the short abbreviation for?
Pool?
Poodsmith?
Poodsmith, yeah, maybe.
Pool, yeah. Pool.
Pooland.
Pool. No, that makes sense. So, okay. So what are you saying, Alex?
Well, that would be Pool Fest.
Yeah, but to shorten it, you'd call it Poo Fest.
No one would... No one would call a festival Poo Fest.
Well, potentially
in their right
someone
minds.
Has.
Maybe it's in Portland, Oregon.
I like these Real or No Reels because it's like a double Real or No Reel, isn't it? One, that there's a festival called Poo Fest, and two, that someone like Sam
Sounds
Smith
would headline even attended.
It.
Real or No Reel, please.
Well, no real. I would have been there. I would have heard of this.
I'm going to have to also say no real.
That one is real.
Whoa. Don't be so stupid.
Back in 2010, Sam Smith did headline Poofest, which is a festival in Pootings in Edenbridge.
Has Radio 1 got a stage there?
No.
Why not? And if so, Radio 1 at Poofest.
Oh my.
Come on, I mean, how good would that be?
Can we inquire?
We need to whack a BBC introducing stage in that.
Absolutely we do.
Poofest Extra.
And next.
In Germany, it is considered bad manners to slice a lettuce leaf when eating salad.
I find that very offensive.
Do you?
No, that's ridiculous. What if it's a really big lettuce leaf?
In some countries, there are obviously different customs when it comes to food, to anything.
Thank you for that, Chris.
So what I was going to say is what this might seem ridiculous.
Our human behaviour expert there, Christelle.
but it might be ridiculous, but in Germany, that might be a massive deal.
Well, that's what we've got to guess.
It's like if you wave at someone, in some countries you're swearing at them. That kind of thing.
But bad manners to slice a lettuce leaf when eating a salad. Alice, you're a foodie. You should know this kind of thing.
I do like a salad and I do like Germany, so I should know this. But I find it hard to believe because I think they're kind of a bit easygoing about food, aren't they? They have that curryverst thing, which is basically just a hot dog with ketchup with curry powder in it. So
yeah, lush.
Really nice, but I don't think they're getting stressed about how you eat things.
So is this real or no real? Do they not like it at all if you just slice into a lettuce leaf when you're eating a salad in public? Chris?
I'm going to say this is real.
I think this is no real.
That one is real.
Oh, goodness. This is the worst week of my life.
It is considered very bad manners in Germany. Instead, you're meant to fold the lettuce over with your fork. Don't cut it.
Fold it into what? It's still big.
Just fold it over. You don't cut it. It's really bad manners.
You just did an omelette flip motion.
Did you say it's bad manners or illegal?
It's not illegal, but they just don't... It's quite rude.
I love that that's Chris's life. He's like, I just want to know, bad manners are illegal.
It is. That's right.
And finally, on today's Real or No Real with Alice Levine.
Nina Nesbitt's new song, Chewing Gum, has been banned in Singapore.
Oh, well, because actually, in Singapore, chewing gum is banned.
Yes.
They're really, really not into that.
They do not like it.
Very clean, though, because of it. None of that, like, horrible, ancient chewing gum on the pavement situation.
Yeah, you try and find some double mint. In Singapore, you can't find it.
So is it
double mint?
Is it illegal to chew, or is it just illegal to spit it out on the floor?
Gum is illegal, right?
Gum's illegal,
even if it's unchewed. Yeah,
yeah.
But we've all had that thing where you've sat down on like a train seat or a bench, stood up, gum all down your trousers, and then your mum tells you to put them in the freezer.
I'm saying the Singaporeans have the right idea.
I'm completely behind this, and I think we should. Take Nina Nesbitt down.
But you see, Nina Nesbitt's new song is called Chewing Gum. So have they banned that song as well because of the title? Real or no real?
I don't think Nina Nesbitt's to blame for anything. So I'm going to say no real.
Well, no one was ever blaming her, but yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
But, as we said, chewing gum is banned in Singapore and has been since 1992. But they are allowed to listen to Nina Nesbitt's new track. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 20, Alice, you got 10.
All right, don't go on about it.
Can we expect to find you on the radio around 1 p.m. on Saturday?
Yes, and also doing All Things Britsy tomorrow with Greg James.
Oh, is it the launch of Brits?
The launch. So expect me to be on the... It's not really a red carpet, but you know what I mean. It's the pre-red carpet.
That really is your thing now, isn't it? You on the red carpet.
Well, I feel like I get roped into it every time, yeah.
You are good, though.
You're the new Juliana Rancic.
Thanks. Off of E! Exclamation mark.
Yes.
Thank
off
you.
Of E! Exclamation mark. All right, we'll see you then tomorrow for the Brits launch on Greg's show and Saturday from 1 and Sunday from 1. Alice Levine, thank you.
Thank you.
Get the best bits of this show every day on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for free from the Radio 1 website or listen to us tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.